And now on to listener feedback. Each week we go through your letters and voicemails to get your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. On Monday, we had a special roundtable on the state of black marriage in America. The topic generated a number of responses from listeners. Samara McCullough of Lakewood, Ohio, thought the discussion missed the mark. In an email, she wrote, "I believe your panel completely sidestepped the issue about marriage in our community. No one really addressed the economic and social impact of the decline in marriage rates on the black household. Everyone was so overly concerned with not laying blame at the feet of black men that they marginalized the realities of the situation." She adds, "There are real consequences to be faced when an entire segment of society has such dismal marriage and divorce rates. I was hoping to hear what are the real causes behind the failure to marry within our community and some real solutions to that problem. I understand that many people choose not to marry. However, too many African American women want to marry and do not. I find it hard to believe that 60% of African American women are loving their single life." Christian Callery of Washington, D.C. also thought we left out a very important point concerning marriage options for black women. He sent us this email. "An interesting remark was made about black men with financial resources being rare enough in the black community to create what amounts to be a seller's market. Now, if I take that to be the truth, fine, but the discussion that followed touched upon black women having other options if they couldn't marry one of these men. But what was very upsetting to me as a white man married to a black woman is that marrying men who aren't black wasn't even mentioned, as if it would be so unthinkable as to even enter the debate. The only true way to heal our country is through love, and the more interracial marriages there are, the better we all are, black, white, Asian, everyone. I sometimes feel your show is in denial about the reality of interracial relationships. I wish this wasn't the case." RDF Reynolds of San Francisco responded to a topic discussed on a roundtable, Muslim college women forming a sorority. She left us this voicemail.
"I was just tickled to hear the other day that young Muslim women are considering starting a sorority. I think it's a wonderful idea. One of your commentators, when you talked about the subject, said something like, well, there are already Muslim student associations. Well, there aren't Muslim student associations where young women can live and feel safe. And with all the pressure on individual young women to succumb sexually, it's great that Muslim women will have a place where they can get support from each other to maintain their religion."
Last week, we ran a special two-part story on homelessness, which included a trip to Los Angeles's Skid Row. Listener Bill Gibbs of Vista, California, sent us an email about his own experience on the streets of L.A. He writes, "Due to my own battle with drugs, I found myself on Skid Row in Los Angeles in 1987, an experience I will never forget. Your reports on homelessness are excellent, and I thank you." We appreciate all your comments. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.